Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's Anthony Sain covering the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated's Grizzlies Maven on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, Anthony Sain, two quick questions. One, who won the World Series this year?
Don't ask me, bro.
Who was it?
That World Series of poker, golf, or what are we talking about?
Okay, good. That was one. And then the second was, as the father of an athlete, uh-huh. You have a daughter who's an athlete. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen this score from last night.
Yeah, I heard
Whitehaven Kingsbury, 110 to 2. And the 2 points came at the free throw line, it sounds like, maybe late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
When you see that score, what are your thoughts?
I would think that if my daughter was on the losing end, I'd be sick. But see, my daughter plays volleyball, right? And I've seen her play. I've seen her team look good. And this is going to kind of tie into what I'm talking about. I've seen her team look good to great against other public schools, like other schools in the public school leagues. But when they go against these private schools, the Briarcrest and whoever, these type of schools, even schools in the suburbs,
yep.
They get murdered.
Yep. I'm glad you brought that up.
And my daughter is on the team. She played for White Station. They were four times. They won the district championship every year she was there. They won the city championship and the district championship every year at White Station. But when they would play these private schools, they would get murdered. And I was like, good God, how was the talent difference that different between these girls? And I've seen my daughters and them play good ball. But they just, and a lot of times in high school sports, especially in the girls' sports, you'll see that differential in talent, especially with a school like Whitehaven, who's got a tradition of being good forever. So, you know, that just kind of happens, man. It's just, you know, how it goes down sometimes.
Also, you basically, Kingsbury got toughened up, what you say.
Hey, this guy, hey.
Come on, man. This was extreme, Zane. Even you can say that.
They won by 108 points.
I want to be serious. To go back to the point that you're making, you talked about your daughter's teams in high school baseball around here, to the point. Fairly be good every year in the inner city in baseball.
Yeah,
they go out there when it came region time or whatever it was mm-hmm. time to advance the state, go right. play a Collierville, and it was
they
a different level. But you don't, to that point, though, you don't typically see this much of a difference mm-hmm. In this case, Shelby County, you know,
right.
schools that are in the same system. That said, Whitehaven does have a strong, healthy. Still, that ain't no damn excuse.
Well, man, saying,
even with all that said, this ain't county school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The haves and the have-nots. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In that sense either.
But it still kind of is though, because you know, putting my, you know, working with kids, my mentor hat on, like you still see the discrepancy even
between the triple A's and the A's.
It's a big difference between the haves and the have-nots, and the ones who have it really don't have it, but they're hoarding the resources.
But see, we can see that when it's 75-2, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's no need to take it up to 110.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you made your point. We get
right.
the differences.
So they just like kept going hard the whole game. Like didn't sit there starters. And
well,
just,
I mean, you can't not go hard the whole game.
Well, you didn't. You didn't go four
you,
corners
you
and just hold that thing.
I'm gonna say this though.
In a 32-minute basketball game,
they didn't do that.
I'd rather see that than see like how Briarcrest beat IMG the other day though. Like,
you'd rather see one side running it up than see
the other side.
I'd rather see that than see somebody hold the ball.
See, you just being contrarian right now.
Because
if your daughter was on that King's team,
I would be like, okay, this is just
like,
where y'all are.
This is too much.
No, I would be like, okay, this is where y'all at, bro.
Oh, you know, if you're in the stands.
I'm going to be sick, but I'm not going to be mad at the other team, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to get mad. No, bro.
And they're jacking up shots.
I just can't believe that.
You just ain't on their level, bro. You just ain't on their level.
We established that they're not on their level when it's 50-2.
Bro, I think I'm getting my daughter and going. We going home.
Yeah,
like
we
may
team.
Be transferring, but they're like, what I'm not cool with is this continuing.
We're entering
like,
the just high getting school head transfer beat portal. In.
Hey, well,
yeah, I think the father saying would step up and you'd say,
man,
this is not right.
Because I watched it happen. Like I watched my daughter played for a club team, a small club team when she was in middle school. That's she played against this other club that beat them. 25-2.
So Collierville or something.
No, it's some club. It was it's the club she's with now out of Mississippi. Memphis Volleyball Academy. They beat her team like 25-2 in two straight games.
Right.
Sabrina pulled a KD and played for that club the next season. Like they beat her so bad. She was like,
for the enemy.
I'm gonna be over there.
Well, that was actually
she pulled the Kevin Durant. No.
In this case, last night you tweeted something that to some might be very controversial.
I didn't get many people arguing.
Switch it over to the Grizzlies. Well, I think because a lot of people are with you.
Yeah.
You did it in caps, so you were screaming just like you were at Calkins the other day after the game.
Yeah.
Ja is better right now than Conley ever was. Are you with your mom?
Wow.
Man, you didn't wait long on Mike Conley to be at that door.
Man.
At that door before you went on and crowned Ja.
I said that, though.
That's what you right.
That sounds kind of good. Who said,
Ja is better right now than Conley ever was, all in caps, 3 exclamation points. Argue with your mom.
Argue with your mom is in parentheses, right?
Yep.
But did I scream that part, too?
No, it wasn't in caps.
I should have screamed that part, too, because it's facts, man. Like, Ja is like, see, this is what people have to understand. I'm not saying that Ja Morant, his body of work or his career is better than Mike Conley, because it's obviously not.
Oh, I like this point.
But looking at him as a talent and as a prospect and as a basketball player is an isolated situation. He is a better player than Mike Conley is.
He can do more.
Even at his height. He's super athletic. He has phenomenal court vision. Mike Conley couldn't even finish in traffic until year 4 or year 5. Like that was a new thing with Mike. If you want to be a numbers guy, pull up numbers. Pull up a season. Go look and see. Go to basketballreference.com and see that it was that the season Ja's having, the first season Mike Conley had that was comparable was in 2013-2014.
Mm-hmm. Took a while to get to these numbers.
Ja Morant is averaging 17.8 and I think 6.5 assists.
That's right.
Mike Conley never had a season with 6.5 assists, I don't think. He only averaged 14 points a game for his career. Mike Conley did. People, your memories of Mike Conley will not go away. If you say that just because you say that Ja Morant was better than him, the grin and grind era is not going to disappear because you say he's what do your eyes need to see? And this is the trump card. I called Joe Mullinax this morning, messing with him. I said, Joe, I prayed about this. I slept on it. I fasted last night. And I woke up to the realization that Ja Morant is better than Mike Conley ever would be. And he started laughing. And I said, Joe, you admit out of your own mouth that you think that Ja Morant will pass Mike Conley in a year or so.
Right.
I said, Joe, if you're able to say that,
then you already
that
know.
That guy's better than him now.
Then you already know.
if he's going to be better next year, he's better than him now, bro. Like, you just don't want to say he is, but he is. Like, what do your eyes need to see him do to
show
you?
Even at this stage of Mike, he ain't peak Mike right now just because of what he's been through and everything else.
Right, so
you just wanted
to
put him on
Yeah, that's not even debatable. Yeah. Ja destroying him right now. But I'm just, it's kind of like, you know, Rocky 4.
No, I feel that.
Rocky 5 when he had to, you know, he was fighting that younger dude. I mean, whatever. But what do people's eyes need to see Ja do? This guy is going head up with some of the greatest in the NBA, and he's dueling with these guys, and he's outdoing them. This guy is – we have a phenomenal basketball player here in the city of Memphis, and people have to understand this guy is on a whole nother level. It's just like if you went back in time and you took rookie – knowing what you know now, let's say that we have a secret. We have a time machine. And we wouldn't have got Derrick Rose as a rookie and dropped him on his Grizzly team.
Yep.
But you even debate whether he's better than Mike Conley ever would be. Because you knew what he's going to turn into, right?
No, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. If you look at Ja Morant, you can see,
Derrick,
okay.
As a rookie, actually shot close to 50%. You'd be surprised by the efficiency numbers, too.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, it's not even worth talking about.
Yeah, and I do think what's in jeopardy is, like, I think the grid and grind era could become the second favorite era. Like,
yeah, I think like that's coming pretty
soon. Like the second best era in Grizzlies history. You know, like right now it's held up, right? It's like it's the crown jewel of the franchise.
Right.
But I think very quickly that's going to change.
Entertainment value is definitely.
Well, I mean, that's the one thing. Is like, if we can be honest about the grit grind era right now that it's gone officially, is like it was great because you won a lot of games with it, but it was not a fun thing to watch necessarily.
No, it was fun to be there. It was fun to be a part of.
Well, yeah, I mean, just because the experience and the winning, right, and the taking down of, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder and all those great playoff series victories, but like just the basketball in and of itself was not like, oh man, it's not. It wasn't must watch the way it wasn't must watch at all. Like, in fact, most people probably didn't watch it. You know, this is not that. You have to watch Ja Morant play.
It's ridiculous. And just not just the Ja Morant thing, just the combination of the young talent they have, the way they play, the amount of three-point shots they get up and the amount of three-point shots they make. The highlight plays, Brandon Clark, Jaren Jackson was dunking on people yesterday, De'Anthony Melton high flying, Grayson Allen. Come on, man. Like, it's such an exciting brand of basketball that it's much more exciting to watch than grit and grind. People get so caught up in history and the past and thinking that if these things, just to say something is better, means that those things are going to disappear. And they're not. The memories of grit and grind were incredible here. I mean, we all saw it. But what you're seeing now, I'm not saying right now what we see is better than whatever, none of that. What I'm saying is the potential of where this could possibly go, the sky is truly the limit.
I'm totally with you on that. How high, you've put him ahead of Conley, and I'm right there with you on on really how good they are now, how good they're going to be, but how high on the list of Grizz ish talkers is he already? You know, on the ones that can really talk the best stuff.
Number one, like Jaren Jackson picked up a technical yesterday. I was thinking, like, how in the hell did Mike Conley never get a technical? Bro?
Like, we not have, you know what I mean? We've had Z-Bo. Like, we've had some good Z-Bo, trash talkers. Yeah. Come on, I mean, we don't bluff is like one that's going to go down forever. Mm-hmm. But so you're already putting him ahead at like, now you might be getting too excited because again, Z-Bo, man, you put him right.
About
his trash talking, we embraced and sort of became the brand, quite frankly.
Because Z-Bo
trash talking. Tony would talk some of it too, so that's where I'm saying is how high you're putting it up.
And Z-Bo's trash talking involved like knocking people out. So.
Absolutely.
Like, so it's a whole other level.
It was absolutely real.
It's
even, even Barnes, for the little short time he was here, Barnes would talk some quality.
Yeah, he was fun.
Quality
yeah.
trash. What I like about Ja's trash talking is he's backing it up. And I've never seen a young guard this efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Like even with Derrick Rose, even with De'Aaron Fox, hell, even with Chris Paul that first year, they're not supposed to be going 10 of 11 from the field. Saying that's the part of this that I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah,
the efficiency.
It's on a whole other level. And also, like we talked about, the NBA being ran by perimeter players. You know, we saw Zach literally body slamming Blake Griffin and all those type of things. And Blake Griffin was definitely a superstar in the league. But, you know, the league is ran by his guards. And when your guard is going at the other guards and he's like a legend killer on the court, you know, that's crucial.
Oh, it's been
a whole other level.
It's been absolutely phenomenal.
But it's like I think last night it was great for Ja, again, national level, doing what he does. But I think it was also about, like, Jaren doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
De'Anthony Melton has become a huge part of this. Dylan Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
The run that Dylan Brooks is on is frankly absurd.
Yeah.
Like, who saw that coming?
Well, unfortunately for
Dylan's all coming, I'm sure, because he's
he gonna shoot. We know that.
Unfortunately for those guys, Ja's, this national story that Ja's become has sort of overshadowed Jaren's. What's been unbelievable development from him of late. To your point about Brooks has been on one of late. It's just how it feels like Ja's umbrella has been so wide and so big to that point.
Yeah, it's been crazy because and that's really a good thing to have though. A guy like Ja who gets out there and gets that national attention, because this team is going to get more national television games as this season goes on. You're going to see them switch some games over to put some national eyes on Grizzlies TV. And that's a good thing, too, because when Ja Morant has cameras on him, he's a whole nother player. He wasn't mic'd up. I think Jaren was mic'd up yesterday. But, yeah, when the lights come on for Ja, he's a whole nother player.
I want to ask you this on the record. I want to get it on the record so we've got it.
Mm-hmm.
Zion's making his debut tomorrow against the Utah Jazz. Could be playing, we think, possibly Monday here against Ja Morant and the Grizzlies in that MLK game. Mm-hmm. Is there anything Zion can do at this point, if he comes back fully healthy, to take Rookie of the Year away? Is there any way he can still win it that Ja's not the Rookie of the Year between those two?
Well, I might be reading it wrong because I'm multitasking, but it looks like Stein is saying that Griffin said that he's looking at January the 22nd against the Spurs being his debut.
Oh, it was reported it's going to be the Jazz this morning.
Yeah, so I don't know.
On Thursday.
I don't know.
Either way, the question still stands. It sounds like he's close. He's doing under-the-leg dunks and warm-ups anyway and falling asleep on the bench. The dude's ready to play. Is there anything else he can do the rest of the way to still win it?
No, I don't think there's anything he can do, man. Like, because Ja's been doing it the whole season. You'll have people who are going to, you know, he's probably going to make a run. But no, look what he had to do, man. Look numbers wise, because Ja's almost averaging 20 points a game.
See, I'm a little bit concerned, and I'll just put this out there that I think with 15 wins last I looked with the Pelicans, that he is such a force if he is fully healthy and he gets back around time. Saying I don't know if it's going to be Thursday against the Jazz or upcoming, but it feels close. That if he gets back, he's got enough, and where the West is right now, that they could get back, and he's got enough of a supporting cast there.
Mm-hmm.
That with him a healthy one the rest of the way, that he could get him in the playoff hunt. And I wonder if he does that. If it could get him in the race for Rookie of the Year.
But see, they would have to jump the Grizzlies, though, because it's not like we're not in the playoffs.
Well, it's not like the Grizzlies have got 27 wins. They got, 19 wins? We're talking about if the Pelicans got 15, it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Here's the thing about that.
Like, they ain't that far behind the Grizzlies.
People kind of put the Pelicans somewhere I don't think they were supposed to be. Like, even with Zion. Like, people were saying that the Pelicans are going to be, like, 8 seed. I was like, no, I don't think that team's that good. Because, I mean, it's the Lakers. They just got another jersey on. I mean, plus, it was last year's young Laker team that LeBron can do anything with, plus Zion Williamson. I don't think that team is.
You don't think with him it's got a chance?
No, I think they're still bad.
I'm gonna say that they do. I'm gonna think because Ingram's playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday's down there, Lord knows, and if he is the force and fully healthy that we think he can be, I think they're a threat.
Yeah, it is official. Zion will not be playing in Memphis on MLK Day. He is expected to make his season debut on January 22nd against San Antonio. That was, according to David.
What the hell they push it back for?
Griffin. They just didn't want...
Scared of job, man.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't want to smoke in Memphis, man. There's no doubt. Hey, Anthony, what do you think of Precious Achiuwa as an NBA prospect? Because he is on it. Like, he is the only freshman in the country to have won multiple Freshman of the Week awards. The only one. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's some great freshmen in the country.
He's 20 years old.
He is, yes. But he's still a freshman.
By definition, yes, he is.
Do you like him as an NBA prospect?
No, I don't at all.
You do not like him at all?
I think he's a hell of a college basketball player, but I don't know what position he plays in the NBA. And I know even in today's positionless NBA, I don't know what he is. Like, I think he's a four, but I don't really know how he looks as a four in the NBA.
Well, like, he's a great rebounder.
Right.
And that typically does translate in from college to NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and
it typically almost always does.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I think that – I don't know what he'll do offensively in the NBA. Like, that certainly is the biggest question mark with him. But, like, you don't think his defense and the way he can guard multiple – you don't think that carries over
to
him?
Yeah, but is that a – if I think he goes, like, he'll go as slotted. Like, he'll go top 15. That was his projection the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much where he'll go. But anything above that, I think, would be an extreme reach by any other team. Like, and people, even like Tiger fans or fans of Precious, have to understand that he's going to be a developmental guy. Like,
yeah.
He's not going to be a guy who's –
yes.
Nobody's taking him to be their starting power forward.
Exactly.
He'll be just a guy on somebody's roster.
Yeah.
Probably do a lot of G League stuff. He's not going to be like, you know – He's not Kawhi Leonard. He's not Pascal Siakam. That's not who he is.
Right.
I mean, he's 20 years old.
But he's not an American 20 that's played basketball for a long time. You know what I mean, too? I get the sense, you watch him every time, that, again, his development, because he hadn't played so much basketball, because he's so naturally gifted,
his
rate is faster.
Yeah.
And his growth rate is faster. I'm with you on he ain't Kawhi. I don't see a star, but I see a guy that can guard 3-4 positions in the league that's certainly useful and probably could have a good long career.
Yeah,
and could be like, if he develops this outside portion of his game, like a Pascal Siakam. Maybe not scoring 30 points, but
I don't see that because I don't ever think he'll be a perimeter player. I don't ever think he'll be able to put the ball on the floor and create like that.
Well, I just know he's gonna be in a room work. He sees himself as that, and I know you know scouts are wondering if he can do that.
But
you've seen him dropping off these threes here lately. That's what he wants to be.
Right. If you got a guy who's super athletic and can defend and get rebounds, you know,
you can make it play.
You can make it play. Yeah, you can make it win in the NBA. Yeah. But I laughed because I saw a post on Facebook where a guy was like, Precious just solidified himself as top five in the draft. Like, oh my!
No, that done. Yeah,
like, what are we talking about?
He is definitely not. Yeah, not done that.
He'll go in at top 15 though, and that's a good thing for Penn.
There may be nothing he can do to get into the top five. Right. Quite frankly, right. at this point.
Mm. Did you see the WNBA news yesterday? Salaries are going up.
Yeah, I did see that.
What do you think of that?
Shout out to the WNBA. I'm more intrigued by the benefits and things today.
Yeah, like maternity leave.
I was surprised
like
here that those things didn't exist before yesterday.
That's true.
I was like, good God, like, what are they doing?
Yeah, so, they literally got like hotel accommodations.
Yeah,
and all
like
that.
Childcare. Like, but they didn't have maternity leave. In your league is all women. Like this.
But does the NBA have paternity leave?
I mean, it's a different situation, though, bro.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you know, we men need
plenty of guys
leave.
Have left for the birth of their son.
They get killed for it though. They get roasted for it. Like, there was a Boston Celtic.
Well, if you're like gone from, you know, more than a week, you probably start getting killed or something, right? Many gonna be there for the birth. Miss a game. You're not gonna hold that against them, are you?
How long did you miss work when you had CJ?
Oh, a couple. I wanna say a game or two.
A game or two?
Yeah.
Gotcha. But you were back after that?
About a week.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't take the full whatever the full paternity leave that you
I was
take
too broke.
Man, I
was too broke. I think I was back at work.
That's it. Yeah.
I think I worked night shift and went in at night.
I'm not trying to throw him the bus. But May Bennett took all 3 weeks and some. For that paternity leave, okay?
It's a new world.
He stacked his vacay in there.
It's a new world.
Yeah, he did. He put it all in there.
Yeah.
I say use it if you're a man.
Use it, man.
Yeah.
But shout out to the WNBA, though, man. Got that money.
Yep, they sure did. Cheryl Swoops is going to join us at 125. We'll ask her about that.
She going to be in studio?
As well. No, she'll be over the phone. She's being honored.
She's not in town yet.
I'm about to hang out, man.
Yeah, she's being honored by the Grizzlies on Monday.
That's a nice little hall they got for the symposium, too.
Yeah, Caron Butler.
Man, I hate that Zion and the Pelicans got punked out. Man, Get Up was reporting he's starting on against Utah. They've totally changed the script on that. And I wonder if it's because it's two nationally televised games. You got the Clippers on ABC after this Utah one and Memphis. And maybe you are. Maybe you don't want it in front of the whole nation.
He don't want that Josh Smoke
to start. Oh, man, ESPN was reporting that. I'm disappointed we ain't going to have him on Monday.
Him on Jaren and Brandon Clark beating this stuff into the crowd, man.
I appreciate your work, brother.
Yeah, man. You. As always, he is Anthony Sane. You can follow him on Twitter at Sane Asylum. Read his work at Sports Illustrated and Grizzlies Maven.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.